After years of talking about installing a new plant, the assembly unanimously agreed, now is the time to move forward. Here's assembly member David Powell.
We've been doing this for 2.5 years. I'm sorry, I don't want to wait. That we owe to the people of town and to the canneries and the other people that are working in this community to know what we are going to do here.
The city approved a dissolved air flotation system. Wayne McCollin is the lead technician at the current plant. He says the new plant is an upgrade in a number of ways. It's almost 2 times faster and provides more storage.
Yeah, and as far as water quality goes, it's way better. As far as waste it goes, it's way better.
The city has struggled meeting its water demands for years. In 2016, the city declared a water emergency that forced a seafood processor to leave town and halted water sales to cruise ships. And earlier this month, the city declared an emergency water watch because of a lack of rainfall. Assembly members and city staff weighed their options during a 3-hour meeting. Assembly members were concerned about the $9 million price tag. Federal monies would pay most of the cost, about half in grants and half in loans. The debt would cost the city $175,000 a year for 40 years. But Wrangell's water issues are so much bigger than biting the bullet and replacing an old plant. Lisa Von Bargen is the city manager.
I think there's no doubt that a better production alternative is the best thing we could do. But we have issues starting with the reservoirs, going all the way through the entire distribution system. Can the water fund and our ratepayers afford what we are going to have to charge in order just to bring our system up to where it needs to be?
City officials say that a third of the town's water is lost, most likely to plumbing leaks.
Do we really have a production problem, or is it that we're wasting more water than we need to, and that's not how much water Wrangell really needs to use?
Von Bargen presented conservation efforts. Those include fixing leaks, metering, and upgrading the dam and reservoirs. Assemblymember Steve Persunka pushed to focus on those measures.
And we can put in this new plant and have cost savings and be running water through like demons, but if we don't have the water to put through our new shiny plant, we are really in trouble.
McCollin gave his final word to the assembly.
So even if there were no leaks, and that was everything was completely accounted for, this water plant will never, ever produce water fast enough to supply any amount of infrastructure.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah.
The assembly ultimately agreed that a new plant is necessary. It will take 3 years for the plant to be fully installed. In the meantime, the city is replacing the current plant's filters, which will cost $500,000. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.